Hey, Garden Legends. This episode is brought to you by our mates at Dr. V, Australia's first healthy energy drink, with four refreshing drinks that boost energy, stamina, and immunity without artificial colours, flavours, and preservatives. This stuff's the duck's nuts.
In times when demand for energy is so high, Dr. V allows us to do this podcast with no jitters or crash. Visit drv.com.au and use hashtag blokes for 20% off and free shipping.
How you going, darling? Strike a light, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Robbo, mate. I'm good as usual, mate.
Good as usual? That's good to hear, mate.
How you
good
doing?
To hear. Good, mate. Good. Feeling fresh this morning, actually. Yep. Feeling, what's a fancy word I can use? Revitalized? Is that a good word?
I don't know. I'm just that's actually big from you.
Oh, jeez. Give me a break.
That's big from you.
A fucking break.
How's work been, mate? Going all right? Or
same old, mate. Same old. Moving into Christmas now, so
yep.
Nice
looking
little break.
Forward to break.
Definitely looking forward to. What happened yesterday? I went to the buddy shop.
Yeah.
I just need to say this. Fucking hate the shops.
Look, Christmas shopping is upon us.
It's dismal.
I haven't done mine yet.
I don't know how to say this without sounding like a fucking loser, but it gets a little bit uncomfortable when I'm just trying to look at some shoes, and I just know I've got laser beam eyes in the back of my head.
The old first world celebrity problems, mate.
I'm not trying to sound like a fucking idiot, but it's just like, just trying to look at some fucking shoes.
What's worse, that or the speed that people walk?
Don't fucking start.
What's the word?
They should have overtaking lanes on.
People aren't aware, like the person.
The social awareness.
So like the family, you know, the family that's like walking, all of a sudden, bang, they turn. And they're straight India. And it's like, I hate Christmas shopping.
And like your row of people taking up the whole side of the shop, walking, and you need to put the indicator. There should be cops in the shop monitoring, like overtaking lanes and stuff.
Shop cops.
Or mall cops, I'm pretty sure they'd be cool.
Yeah.
We can call them shop cops, mate.
Yeah.
Actually, might dive into that industry soon.
Oh, just seen on the fancy board here, you've written road rage. Is that you, me, both?
I know I get pretty hot behind the wheel. I would probably be cancelled.
Yeah, I was driving the other day. This big Hilux comes up next to me.
Big, mate?
And just there's this bloke, big mullet, like middle finger straight out the window. I'm looking like, what is this bloke want? That was you. I've got video proof of it.
That was fucking funny.
Yeah.
Look, if I was mic'd up in a car, I would be cancelled.
I'm not going to lie.
By the whole internet.
Yeah, I reckon I would be.
The verbal diarrhea that comes out of my mouth when someone cuts me off.
Are you a honker or a beeper?
I have held the horn for seriously extended periods
of time.
Don't you
reckon such a power move? Just like hold.
You're an absolute loser doing it, but yeah, it's a power move.
It's a power move. You're setting the tone there by just really letting.
And it's never just a beat, baby. It's an extended, I'm a fuckwit, I'm going to hold it down for 10 seconds too.
Well, how are you an idiot though? They're the one pulling out or.
Yeah. The one benefit of having four-wheel drive is when you've got your turning lane at lights and it's backed up going back into the main lane. And
that.
When you've got a four-wheel drive,
you can
go up on the curb around and go through. It's the only reason I have a Hilux.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I haven't bought a Maloo yet.
What about the other week at ice cream, mate? Great story for everyone. Into the mind of Nick Robbo after a few beverages.
It was strictly between you and I as a laugh.
Yeah, well.
This is your story.
There's no secrets here, bloke to bloke. If you're familiar with Josh, is it Josh Garlop?
Ex-commentator
on Fox Sports, I believe. He's now TikTok, Instagram sensation.
Yep.
I've seen him. I'm like, oh, Robbo, mate, there's Josh Garlop. You're like, sorry, who? I said, Josh Garlop. And I pointed and you're like, oh, that's all right, though, because bloke to bloke's more famous. And you just keep walking. You just kept walking. And I'm like, oh, okay.
If I ever went to an event with a whole lot of famous people, like recent famous people on social media, I wouldn't have a fucking clue what I'd be looking at. I'm not exposed to enough of it or fucking
that's
get around
that's
it enough.
That's why I'm here, mate.
That was a strict...
I'm the bloke-to-bloke networker for
you. You are. That was a strict little chuckle between you and I.
Yeah,
I had no idea who it was. And it was just but beyond that, mate, let's go into our next
song of the week. No, sorry, stonks. Stonks.
We're not going to talk about stonks. We've taken a T out of the word this week, and we're going to talk about socks.
Socks.
Everyone listening, this actually makes me sick. You are the only person that does this, and you are in awe that it was weird and wrong.
Oh.
You've got your mid-length socks, like your, I don't know how long is that, like 10 centimetre, 15 centimetre high
normal,
socks.
That's normal length, yeah.
You pull your socks up. Instead of pulling them all the way up and pushing them down a little bit, you pull them up to the height you want. You've then got a good fucking
depending on the sock,
8 to 10 centimetres on the end of your toe, it's far loose.
More, it's far more than with the Adidas ones, yeah.
Yeah, like 12 centimetres.
So they're
you,
too big.
You fucking fold that up on top of your toes and then put your... You have 12 centimetres worth of excess sock.
You don't notice it, though.
On top of your toes. It is disgusting.
What is disgusting about it?
That is like when you grab a doona.
Yeah.
And all you grab is doona cover and no doona. And it is the worst feeling ever.
But I don't feel it. It's no different. Oh, it feels no different.
That's not it.
I don't... I'm looking around now. I'm moving my feet. I don't feel it. First of all, I'll tell you why I do it, right? I'll try and explain myself here.
I don't... Out of this.
I would rather have my socks not... Like, they're just perfectly...
I get
there.
That.
I could either cut the length off, which is leaving my toes out, or I could have them... You know, sort of too high,
oh,
and the,
so
what do they call the bit where it's like the other form of material
the,
where you
the heel
where you
bit.
Actually, yeah, the heel bit. So that could come out, which I don't like that either. It upsets me and my OCD kind of
it's so
nature.
Strange like that.
Or I could have it all ruffled down, like you said.
So many people do that. Like, or just get normal size socks.
Yeah, no. So this is the thing is that yeah, no, I agree, but I don't have I don't have them. They're not. These are perfect length there.
You took your shoes off the other day. I'm like, well, that is disgusting having
okay,
that.
Sorry. Well, no one notices it. I don't notice it. Sorry to offend you.
Now I know we've completely changed.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Righto. Next song of the week. You want to go first, mate? After you just bash me for that. Anything else you want to get off your chest, there, mate? That makes you sick. He's always been nice, don't worry. That's the nice version of what I got when it happened.
Song of the week, Riding Solo by Jason Derulo.
Oh, we're going that down that avenue, are we?
No, I'm just kidding. Heavy as a Heartbreak by Just a Gent.
Yep, nice.
Fucking tune. Just how about you, mate?
Punching the Dream, Naked and Famous.
We heard this the other day, went for a drive, and we both like, yeah, this is such an underrated good song.
Yeah.
And yeah, you stole that from me. I was going to make that my song of the week. You know, you took it off me. That's fine, mate. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about that next week.
Okay. Well, there you go. Robbo's in a good mood. Thought of the
actually,
week.
Yeah, mate.
Should we do Chrissy plans first or thought of the week?
Chrissy plans.
Yeah. What's your Chrissy plans, mate? Because it is, you know, what are we now, like 5 days out or something?
No, I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something. Oh, I don't keep track of times and
it's
days.
It's getting close. When this goes out.
Chrissy plans. It's actually going to be changed this year.
I love this because bloke to bloke is all about, as we say every time, the different experiences, the different things. Well, I'm going to have very different Christmas to you.
I am not 110% going to do this, but I really want to.
You're public. You're putting it on air. So.
I'm putting it public.
Yep.
I'm Christmas morning, I'll see a couple of grandparents that I get to see that I don't see very often.
It's nice.
And then I think I'm going to drive down to Albany Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And just detach from everything around. Yep. Go down and see a mate down there.
Yep.
And just spend a couple of days down there, probably. Well,
I've got my thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Right. Firstly, I think it's lovely you're doing something you want to do, and good on you for doing it. And if you do it, that's great. I also think you're a coward because my birthday is getting sabotaged for you.
For me to have some,
so
meat,
I think,
some detached me time. That
I think
require.
Absolutely, you're great. Good on you, mate. But you also have two choices: you either be a coward and miss my birthday. Or you come back after one day of detaching from the world, which would mean that you're just driving around for no reason, which is not detaching.
Honestly,
from the world.
I would more than happily spend Christmas Day driving 5 hours listening to ABBA, driving down the Albany Highway.
Well, I'm giving you stick, but I do it. No,
that is designated me time that I need to detach from life over this period of time, over Christmas, which is meant to be happy, joyful, relaxing. That is what I want to do.
No.
I'm prioritizing myself for this day that is meant to be the happiest, most joyful, fun day of the year.
Over your business partner.
Shut up.
I'm joking. No, it's all serious,
so,
mate.
Yeah, that's...
If you do it, which, as you said, it's not congruent, I think the word would be, I respect that.
Yeah.
So
I've had a chat to Mum about it. She's like, I actually agree. Like, I don't get a break. My mind is on 24/7 and I just need to switch off and do something.
I don't think you could go to a nicer place.
It was lovely down there.
We have considered
moving,
packing up our lives.
We haven't considered. We're going to do it. We're going to move to Albany.
One day.
Probably next week.
Yeah. my Christmas will be...
Yeah, what are you doing, mate?
Oh, traditional stuff. Unfortunately, by the time this goes out, I've actually had my family Christmas.
Yep.
We're doing it a week early. We are doing a Christmas normally, but we're doing it a week early with family because my parts of my family, dad, brothers and stuff, they work FIFO.
Yeah.
Fortunately, got the wrong end of the stick this year and we'll be Christmas and birthday, which is not good. But we'll do something with them. That'll be nice. And then on actual Christmas, I'll be doing traditional grandparents and all that stuff, partners.
Yeah,
stuff
Christmas
as well.
Day, the joy and everything, doesn't have to be celebrated on that day with people. I might catch up with a few other family members before then. It's like, this is our Christmas, and on this specific day, I'm going to go do this. It doesn't make any difference.
I know from Martin, obviously, one of my good mates, that there'll be a few people at the same boat that, like, if you're from a different ethnicity or whatever.
100%.
They celebrate Christmas early Jan.
Yeah. Righto.
So they'll do something, I guess, like with their family. It's like a family time. That day is, you know, a day off for everyone, but they'll actually have their big celebration another day. So really, it is just another day on Earth.
Yeah. It's up to you. Like, I totally respect religion and family, different context there with that and decisions you make to spend, spend Christmas Day.
The main thing is that you enjoy Christmas.
Yep.
As a time off to relax,
I think relax,
reflect, enjoy. Yeah. And like I said to you, I was giving you a bit of stick before, but in all seriousness, if that's what you need to do to relax, reflect, and enjoy the day for what it is, then good on you, mate. I just wanted to also say, how good has it been seeing the amount of messages about Dr. V?
Yeah, I've actually got Snapchats from mates, in a random,
So,
shit, yeah.
We say it every week, but if you haven't got on board Dr. V, 100% natural, no jitters,
They taste natural, which I really like.
Well, I've never been a kombucha drink or anything like that. That's how I compare it. And you sort of said to me, no, you like it. And I said, oh, mate, I'm not too sure. You just said keep trying it because it's like an acquired sort of taste.
Yeah.
I actually do.
Well, they're all different flavours. Yeah. Not every flavour everyone's going to love anything.
I actually do thoroughly enjoy them now. They're for caffeine reasons, it's a good, it's a nice, refreshing way of getting in caffeine to keep the day going.
It gives you a different perspective on, hang on, everything I've been drinking and putting in my body, it's got this different taste to it. It's because it is unnatural. Like, and it is. I'm not trying to
take that first sip, it's probably not what you're expecting as an energy drink because it's not...
It's not full of shit, genuinely.
No, it's not full of shit at all. So you don't get that sweet, real kick. So, 20% off using hashtag
bloke. And free shipping.
Yeah, free shipping, which should be... What a Christmas present that'll be.
Fucking oath.
Thought of the week, mate. And this is a
we
fantastic
thought of
this
while
of the
week. Writing down on the board.
Yep.
Do you remember who it was from? Do you remember
It's from Dave Ramsey, who is like a financial guy, has a podcast.
Yeah, first thought / quote of the week this week.
And
not
it will
just
lead,
thought.
Lead perfectly into the topic.
Absolutely. I'm going to say it.
Yep.
Are you ready for thought of the week?
I'm ready.
We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Oh!
Unfortunately, this is the epitome of the world
that
right now.
That hits the nail on the head for so many people. And it's okay. It's okay. I can say things myself that I've done this for. And that is such a big reflection point of, do I need to do this, to do this, to do this, to impress this person? Sorry, there's a car just yeeting past. We don't have a soundproof room. To impress these people that don't matter to us in a sense. And it's just like, whoa, so much perspective behind that. So we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like.
I think it's the state of social media at the moment is just all these images and photos of things that people bought for reasons other than themselves.
Yep.
It's, like you said, to impress other people.
That not necessarily don't like, don't even matter. You like cars and everything. I'm guilty of it. Yeah. I want to get rid of the Hilux to get a 200 series because it's a big fuck off car and I look like a big dick driving down the road.
Yeah. Oh, the prime example for me is someone buying... someone's bought a Mercedes to impress someone they don't like, but they don't have the money to do it, and it's just for the photo on Instagram.
Yeah.
That one little bit of pleasure is going to be a world of pain for them, especially financially.
How is that satisfying within yourself?
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily people you don't like, people you don't know.
Yeah.
So you're trying to please people that you don't even know who you're trying to please in order to make yourself feel better, which is it probably fucking not.
Yeah. So we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like, which leads us into today's topic of really, what is success?
That's our topic. Again, I hope you read the title. I don't even know what we're going to call it. What is success? But what is success?
So is success, you know, using money you don't have to buy things you don't need?
To give the interpretation of being successful.
Are you successful if you do that? So I think a great way to start, Nick, would be, or Robbo,
it's underscore Nick Robert from TikTok. Yeah. Get that fair bit.
To ask each other and sort of discuss really what is success. So we've got a standard definition.
So when we make these topics, we do like to give a genuine, formulated, smart person definition before we dig into a bloke.
So according to Google, or the Oxford Dictionary, whatever you want to
write.
The accomplishment of an aim or purpose is what success is. So, success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So, to us, what is success? Because that's very broad, it's very general. So, success to me, right, would be very personalized and individual.
Yep, yep.
Right? So, there's all these different facets and areas of life.
Yep.
That you can be successful in one or two or three or four.
Yeah.
But you might not be successful in the fifth.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're not successful overall, right?
Overall, yeah.
Yeah. So, success isn't just one factor.
It isn't the size of your bank account.
It's not just financial.
Yeah.
It's not just your career.
Yeah.
It's not just your health.
Yeah.
It's not just your friends and family.
Yeah.
There's so many different areas. And I think to me, to be successful, you have to have a balance of all of that,
yeah.
right?
You can't be successful in life with major areas lacking just because you focused on one area and you succeeded that one area. In the big picture, succeeding in one area isn't going to lead you to feeling successful in a balanced, balanced world of what you live
in. It's easy to take, because it's such a hard concept, right? What is success? It's easy to sort of put them into examples. So the one we used before with the quote, the thought of the week, was the Mercedes, right?
Yeah.
So that person that's got a Mercedes, that's bought it, and they're posted on Instagram, they might actually be successful, and good on them. They have made a lot of money, they love their job, they have a good family, you know, they're successful. Right?
Every day they feel good and happy.
But the other side of that is that they might be financially successful, but they might be having a really hard time with family, or they might be struggling with their health, or they might hate their job. So are they really successful?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I couldn't quite get out my definition of success before. Being happy.
Yeah.
It is so
overall,
simple.
Just being happy.
Being overall happy in... you're not going to be happy in every single element in your life, I don't think. I guess you can. But overall, in general, you are happy in what you're doing.
And so taking... I agree with you 100% being happy, but taking that away from that, we've said before, to be happy overall, you've got to enjoy your job.
Yeah.
You've got to have good people around you, such as your friends and family. You've got to have a good relationship, if you're in one, or relationship with yourself.
Yep.
Right? Being single. You've got to, have...
enjoy your career, or work towards your career, or study something you really enjoy. It's,
you're investing and you're comfortable with your financial situation. That kind of overall areas of life will make you just be simple as be
happy. Put so simply, what is success? Being happy. That's my fucking answer.
And a story I've got from high school moving into uni, as we've always said in a few episodes, that being a teen coming out of high school into uni is such a tough time, and probably grappling with the idea of success would be very prevalent at that age, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're seeing all these people get good grades, or, maybe that you've seen your best mate get drafted in the AFL or something like that, right? And you're not sure if you're successful. You're feeling down about yourself, right? Yeah. So when I was at school, they had this thing called the 90s Club, right?
Jeez.
All based on the grades, right?
Yeah.
So if you got 90 plus in ATAR, which is just, at the end of the day, just a grade.
Just a number.
A measure of
on a very,
success.
Very small portion of your life.
Yep, so literally grades at school, so those who got that 90 were deemed successful, right? So I've been invited back to school as part of this club, right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I scraped in. I got 90.05.
Yeah.
I scraped in by zero.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting around, I go to this 90s club thing with all these successful people from school, right?
Yeah.
And none of them went on to be successful tradies. None of them went on to be successful sports people.
Yeah.
None of them were...
running successful businesses, probably, maybe.
They weren't necessarily successful in terms of happiness or family or finance. They were just successful people because of their grades.
Because they achieved a number.
In year 12.
Yeah.
Just that 1 year, all right?
So...
the stigma of successful is just...
yeah, so I've written, I'm going to put fucking in here. I fucking hate the stigma of the word successful.
Yep.
Because the measure of what we associate being with that is so inaccurate as to what reality is of actually being successful. And it's, do you need A's to be successful? Why is that the measure of being successful?
Why are
so wrong?
Why are we not bringing back the bloke who excelled at TAFE and has now got a massive apprenticeship with an electrical company?
Yeah.
Why is he not being brought back?
Or because finished his apprenticeship, now running a company, now hiring his own apprentices.
Why are schools...
and he's happy.
Why are schools trying to churn out successful, and I say that with inverted commas, successful people based on grades?
And it's ridiculous. So you're grinding your every weekend studying to get a number. Are you happy? You could be, but why is the success measured with a number, not someone's happiness at such a crucial age?
Last thing about that, and I don't know if I've told you this or not, but when I went back for that thing, they asked us to do a little bit of like a little bit of a speech to the kids, the year 11s and 12s going up to do their exams about, you know, how you achieved this successful grade, right?
Yep.
And everyone said, oh, I just grinded like 8 hours study a day, right? And I didn't. And it's so funny we're now here on this podcast because I said something along the lines of, oh, I just studied a couple hours a day, but I also went to the gym and saw my mates and found a really good balance.
Yep.
Ironically, like 6 years later, I'm sitting here now with you trying to preach to kids, please find the balance. Please go to the gym. Please go for the walk. Please see your mates. Have the coffee. Have the chat.
Find the balance.
Do your study.
Yep.
But 8 hours a day, you probably don't need that. You probably need balance.
Yeah.
I think that my success in my grade actually came from balance because I was successful because I had found a good balance with family and friends.
It wasn't just that fucking number.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. So based off the, I hate the stigma around that, I list a few things. External influence, teachers, parents, grandparents, friends, they don't actually have a grasp of, some of them will, not saying everyone, of what actually makes that individual happy in terms of being successful.
What makes me successful and what I deem successful might not be the same for you, Nick.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I can't compare my success to your success.
No, I can't. Yeah, same back. And so another one is social media.
Yeah.
Like, we see it all the time. Nice car, nice house, nice girlfriend, nice this, that, and the other. Interpretation of them being successful. And it's so much of that is fake. It's not real. And it's comparing yourself to someone else at the end of the day, which is just, it's never a good idea.
It comes back to that social media episode, doesn't it? That, like I said in that episode, someone's probably not going to post a video of them in tears.
No.
When their relationship's gone bad, they're going to post the photo of them at the beach together at sunset, you know?
So then you see that, they got a great successful relationship.
Yeah.
Did you know the background to it? No. Should you compare yourself to it? No.
No.
And I think what I wrote there, the interpretation of successful should be your internal success without the influence of external. I'd be more than fucking happy driving my I'll have a dig at myself here.
Mm.
Driving my Hilux around if there were no bigger cars out on the road.
Yeah.
What do I need to compare to?
Yeah.
What's the next thing? I've got the best.
Yeah.
But without the comparison, I don't know that. So I want to strive to get bigger and better, to have something more. Yes, it can be a good positive thing, but then at the end of the day,
staying with the
cars more than fine.
Staying with the cars theme there for a second, and I sort of had a dig at that idea about people buying Mercedes. I'm not knocking if you've got a Mercedes, good on you. I'm saying that some people might buy it for that. And you've said that Hilux thing. Now, when I was buying my car there, the Mazda, right, I wanted something that I'd always stuck to the idea. I want something nice, but fairly cheap and affordable because it's only going to get me to A to B. I wanted to find the balance, right?
Yep.
I'm not going to lie, though. I went in to look at the cars at the car shop.
Yeah.
And, of course, first thing I'm starting to think, I'm looking at the BMW going, oh, it's only 10 grand more expensive.
That'd be nice.
But my dad goes, mate, it doesn't do anything different.
Yep.
Except he even said to me, I actually think your car's nicer. The one that
it is actually a really luxury, nice car.
Yeah. But the only difference is that it doesn't have a BMW badge on it.
Yep.
And he's going, so I'm very, very aware that it's far easier said than done.
100%.
And it might be even a subconscious thing of buying things you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't like.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not a thought that just sometimes pops in your head. You might be just doing it.
Yeah. So that's a huge reflection point there, this thought of the week this week of, do I need this? Do I have the money for this? What's the reason I want to buy this?
Yeah, great point, Robbo. Obviously, the next point we have revolves around that idea of balance.
Yeah.
That overall success isn't measured based on one day or just one portion of your life, sorry.
Yeah. Or one avenue, one thing.
Yeah. I always think my mindset is like a successful day. If you have successful days, that'll turn successful weeks to turn into successful years to turn into successful life.
I agree with that.
You don't just one day wake up and go, I'm successful now. Like, I'm a successful person. It just doesn't happen.
I agree with that.
It doesn't happen overnight. You're not going to go from being unsuccessful today and wake up tomorrow and you're not going to open your eyes and go, gee, I'm successful now.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
So, I don't check my fucking share portfolio and go, I'm up $5,000 today. I'm now successful.
No,
because the money I have in my bank account doesn't measure my success. I don't go, I've completed life. I've succeeded.
It's the idea, and I like this footy analogy, it's the idea of the one percenters. You know how in footy it's a big thing, the one percenters. You do all, if everyone does their role and wins the one percenters, we'll be a successful team.
Yep.
So I feel like if you take the players or everyone playing their role as your aspects of life, if they if you tick them all off and you all do their job and you all do the one percenters, overall, it'll all add up and you'll become successful over time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so like when I'm in bed, it's 9 o'clock, lay in bed, I reflect on my day. Did I have a successful day? What did I do? I went to work and I made money. Did I have a successful day? No.
Yeah.
I went to the gym in the morning. I went for a swim. I had a great conversation with people.
Yeah.
I said good morning to someone first and they had a smile on their face. That to me is the outcome of a successful day.
That sounds like what we spoke about in the morning routine, where we're saying if you have more wins than losses in the day, you have more wins than, and losses in the weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same idea here. If you have successful days, you know, that'll be a successful week.
Yeah.
And a successful week. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the measurement of success,
you've got
of
a, success yeah,
cannot really, be based on one thing.
Absolutely. Highlighting the point. It's not one thing and it's not one day.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight.
I completely agree.
Absolutely.
What, shit, yeah, boy.
Zing, boy.
Zing, boy. That's all we wrote.
Well, we've gone on and on and on and on about success and what is it. Well, what isn't it? It?
Yes.
What isn't it?
I think this is very down to each person's interpretation.
Yeah.
And being honest with themselves.
Yeah.
And so often, as we said, wealth and fame and numbers is so associated with being successful in life.
Yeah.
The businesses they run, they were such a successful person.
Yeah.
What about every other aspect of their life? Was it successful? Oh, that doesn't matter. They had great businesses. They made all this money. That does fucking matter, because businesses and money isn't the be-all and end-all in life. And it's a real shame how much importance is put on these things being successful, when really, at the end of the day, the measurement of success, in my eyes, is being happy in what you're doing. To look back and lay in your bed on that day and go, I had a really successful day. I'm happy going to bed tonight.
What isn't successful, to me, a good example of this is something that we, I think the right word would be grapple.
It's a great word.
Quite often with this podcast, right?
Yeah.
So, wealth and fame within this podcast is not success, right? We could make a lot of money or become the top podcast in the world, right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't be successful from that.
In deep down and how
deep
we
deep down, exactly. Yep. So I've got here that there's a nice little line here that many people define success as being wealthy and famous. They think that someone who's more wealthy is more successful. As a result, making money becomes priority. And they might even sacrifice other things that we discuss, like health, family, friends, relationships, right? Wealth and fame is, however, the wrong definition of success. So what I'm trying to say is with our podcast is that we can do that and that'd be great for us. It might be great for a week, a month, a year. Yep. Deep down, we've taken the origins of what this
podcast was about. The root of why we started.
Yeah. And we have been through this the last couple of weeks, coming back to this idea that we want to write a mission statement. You've done a great idea.
Yeah, it's just us to look back on and reflect on when we lose track of what we're doing or focusing on things that aren't the main focal point of why we want to do this. And it just brings us back to the basics of what makes us feel successful doing this and makes us happy.
How good would it be to open these doors in my room every Saturday when we record and the first thing we do is like, right, let's read it again. Why are we here?
Not even joking. Yeah, after this episode, we're writing it down and we're going to read it every single day before we film.
But why are we here? Because, we do want to make this as big as we can.
Yeah.
And coming with that is obviously sponsorships and everything, and that might make us some and money wealth, to get say, some more resources, you know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we didn't sit in your back garden with no knowledge of how to run this for the reason to get wealthy or famous.
I completely agree.
We did it to try and help people.
Yeah.
And that doesn't change from episode 1 to 100, for example, because that's not success. Success would be all the things we measured up there.
Yeah, I completely agree. Is success getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, going to your job on this business you've started and coming back at 6:30 at night, not seeing your family, friends, never going to the gym, never training, not giving you time. Is that successful?
Absolutely.
From social media perspective, you see all these great photos of their businesses and their cars and everything. Is that the real measure of success that we want to use? Absolutely fucking not, in my opinion.
I was going to say that taking that, like you've just said there, and the example I said about us, if you're listening to this and you've started a business because you want to help people or there's a shortage of something and you're starting to become successful in what you're doing, don't lose sight of what the why you started.
Your reason. Yeah. Don't, the motive.
If you're starting to make a lot of money, don't be greedy.
Yep.
Come back to the mission statement of, and I understand, and I'm big on this, that businesses make the world tick. You've got to make profit.
You got it,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't lose sight of what actually was success in your eyes at the start.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, posting on TikTok 3 times a day because you're trying to, you know, you enjoy doing it or something, right? Don't, if you're starting to get some success out of it, don't lose sight
of, yeah,
don't chase the followers or the clout, whatever, you know. I think you've had to grapple that at times.
Absolutely. And a big thing I want to say is, I messaged someone a month ago or so, and I'd talked to them for a while, and they were like, yeah, you look like you're doing really well, you're succeeding really well. I was like, how would you actually know all you've seen? Because we haven't talked for a couple of months.
You look like you're succeeding.
We haven't talked for...
You are.
All they can see is how many followers I've gained on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
And if that's a measure of success, I'll be fucking damned. I don't want it.
I don't think, though, more followers to you, and I know this personally with you, more followers for you means more success.
No.
If you're even if you're trying to grow your followers on social media, it's a very small aspect of your life.
So small.
You know, you've still got to go to work every morning. Yeah. You've still got to train every morning.
I still want my me time in the gym. That's my success. Getting up in the morning when I don't really want to some mornings, to go to the gym to feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Not how many fucking followers I have. And a big part of... I genuinely get fuck all support from those that I thought were my close mates. And I think part of that is thinking that I'm successful and doing well.
No.
They don't need to be there. They don't need to do this, that, and the other. Remember when you're famous, Robbo, all this stuff. It's like, I'm still your same average guy. I've just got a few more numbers on a following list on social media.
Like I've said, and people understand this when I say it, is that I still call you Nick because you were just Nick from footy.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that...
It was Robbo at footy, just quietly.
I actually still called you Nick.
Yeah.
Because people call me Brownie. I'd never had that in my life before. It was just Josh. So, but I think it was great to see you grow on TikTok. And
And
I still remember your first one, you know, the stumbling in on Christmas morning one. I still, you know, remember when you... But to me, that was like, oh, it's something cool that you're doing. And I know I've ended up here with you on the podcast, but it never really made me think, gee, he's getting famous. I hope he remembers me. It's just like, Nick, catch up for a coffee and talk about stocks. And we never really spoke about that kind of stuff.
I'm still the same fucking bloke. I still do this thing. Just that number of that followers doesn't change who I am.
Absolutely.
And I think it's a shame, a genuine shame that people have, I guess, dropped off.
Yeah.
Or they showed support at the start, then they saw I'm getting famous. I say that a lot of fucking...
Just a discussion point around this then, that I've just sort of thought of then. Is it necessarily, it is their fault, obviously, but is it also society to blame for this idea of success that people think, oh, Robbo's getting, you know, famous or successful now, don't really need to check in as much, he'll be doing well. Like, is that the society's sort of
expectations? It's a shame.
Expectations?
It's a genuine shame, because I think it is. And it's, or it's, he's more successful than me, I don't need to pump him up or say good job because I'm not succeeding in comparison to him.
I'm well aware that it's nearly the more success that I'm saying that inverted commas again that you're getting.
We're doing a lot of inverted commas here for the audio only.
The better, let's just say the better you're doing, the more successful you're getting, the more followers you're getting. Sometimes it seems to me that that's probably when you need more pats on the back from people closer to you. It starts to become, you need a little bit more support because you're getting more on your plate and it's becoming quite a lot for you.
Yeah.
So it's the opposite way around to what some people think.
And I do have the core group of people that show me endless support, and it never gets old because I'm still the same normal person, and it's really appreciated. I don't get followers and everything's okay and like, oh, it's fine, I'm top, big dick. That's not the case.
No. Nothing's changed. We still sit down watching the cricket.
I still go to the shops and have to look at shoes and buy shoes. Like, I'm not a fucking...
I want, before we move to the next point, I want you to read me last week's Thought of the Week. Just read me last week's thought. Get it up.
Let me get it up.
I wanna highlight that point before we move on.
So last week's quote, Brownie, was givers need to learn their limits because takers don't have any.
All right. So many people measure success with what they get, right?
The hottest thing I've read in my life.
So people measure success with what they get, not what they give.
Yep.
So
that is so big.
We've spoken about balance and portions of your life and days, weeks, months, years, but it's also what you contribute.
Do you feel better at the end of the day when you receive all these things or when you've given? You need balance.
There's an argument to say that the most successful person is the one that gives. And obviously you have to take, and but successful is how much you can give. If you can find balance in your life like we spoke about before and be a giver,
fucking oath,
you are going to be successful.
If you give more than you receive, you're going to feel better. And in my eyes, you're a more successful person in life. What's the big aim and goal of life? To run your own race on your own and just take from everyone? Is that the fucking big goal of life, of getting successful and being happy? Fuck no. And if it is, can you please reassess your goals of life?
What that says to me there is, when it says get, it's like money, like recognition, all this stuff, right? Giving to me is the idea of making a difference in life.
Making
a difference, right? Sometimes I think the best part of my job that doesn't come up a lot, and I won't say exactly what I do, but I do have an opportunity though to make a difference in that sort of area. And I think this podcast is an opportunity to make a difference. And like, let's go back to what isn't successful, and we spoke about that. But on the other side, we do have an opportunity, and that's why we started, to make a difference.
Yep.
I'll say it one more time. People measure success with what they get, not what they give.
Yep.
Yep. So on your TikTok, TikTok, when you're throwing the lawnmower around, that's fun for you, right? I get it, right?
Yeah.
But you're also giving with the other ones.
I value my time fucking shitloads.
Yeah.
And I can value my time as much as I want. I'm the only one that puts a measure on that.
Yeah.
And that's a big part. I can say this without being cocky. A big part of what I give is my time.
Yeah.
And I value my time so much.
Yeah.
And so that's a big part of
what I reckon that there's a lot of really successful, financially anyway, business people around the world that donate to charities, or they have like sponsored something, or they own their own charity or business. That's how they make a difference.
Yeah.
And I just think the feeling of doing something by giving or contributing, there's probably no better feeling. And that to me comes back to your simple answer. What is success? Well, you said it's being happy.
Yeah.
That's what makes you happy, by giving.
I completely agree. And I read something this morning. Every now and then he pops up. My genuine fucking idol, who I look up to and is everything that I want to be in a person, is
Warren Buffett. Sorry, mate. I had to. You were setting it up.
He has actually been before. He's a humble man.
He is a very...
Have you seen the house and car he drives?
What's he worth?
What's his net worth?
Oh, billions.
Billions and billions of dollars. He's a
giver. Warren Buffett.
I saw a video. His missus, I think I've said this in a podcast, either puts like $3, $4 or $5 in the cup holder of his car, and that decides what he goes and gets from Macca's in the morning when he drives to work. He is a fucking billionaire. That is incredible. But a genuine
idol
is Keanu Reeves. Have you read about him and what he does and how much he gives?
No.
It comes up right now. I saw him, a thing on Facebook. He's on the subway, just catching the subway. He's lost his sister, his partner, his best friend.
Yeah.
He heard one of his fucking film crew or something needed all this money, and he just gave them $20,000.
Yeah.
Like, he is the most giving, humble person. And I look up to that, and does he give or does he take?
Yeah.
He gives.
Yeah.
And I think that's who we should idolize in life and what we want to be like. And if you are someone that does that, that just emphasizes how important it is to take. How important it is to give rather than take.
We're not saying give, and don't take. That's not how the world works.
No.
But we're trying to highlight the point that if you have balance from the first half that we spoke about, and then you make a difference by contributing, by giving, and not just take, that's success.
Yep.
I reckon someone stinks of it. They reek of it when they're a giver. You just see it.
Oh, it. Yeah, 100%.
You know, someone that gives, and obviously everyone takes at some point, but you can tell a giver. And you really can.
There's someone I personally idolise, and I really appreciate in life. And I can give all I can and whatnot. I do need to take the really nice messages that Tori sends me of, I appreciate you so much. In a sense, me taking from this person and taking what they've given me. That's my interpretation of taking, not taking money, not taking presents. Like, someone's taking their time out to message me and show appreciation for me, I'll take that because I need that to keep giving.
Yep.
So it's finding that interpretation.
That says that if you can take that, follow that on. Take what you've taken there and give it to someone else. Show someone else. Give the appreciation. If it's her, give it back to her.
Yeah.
Or feed it into someone.
Someone message know? A message request. Hey, mate, I need a help. Okay, I'll give you a hand with this. And then hopefully that ripples onto something else. As long as if you give 51% and take 49%, if everyone does that, the world would be a better place.
So to wrap that little point up, it's not the car that you take with your money. And it's not the grades. It's not, you know, this idea of...
It's not a dinner date from your first date and making them pay.
Overall success is in all aspects of life. And it's about giving, making a difference in the world, contributing.
As I said, every single person gave 51% and took 49%. Mm. The world would actually be a better place.
And every day you have an opportunity to give. You do.
Fucking hell.
Hundreds of times.
Just countless, over so many things, holding door open, picking up rubbish. It's giving back in some way, shape,
or form. I reckon the one you spoke about is the easiest one to do. Just show some love or appreciation to someone. Just message someone. Just
for me, that's the biggest value I can get. You could buy me a car, and I'd rather you say thank you for what you do on social media, and that's worth more to me.
More than a Lux.
Land Cruiser, maybe not. Hilux, yeah.
I know what you mean, mate.
So that's where my value lies, in appreciation for these things.
Final point, and it's one for you guys.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the 3 points of this. We're going to pull them apart.
Go slow. Ask them.
Ask yourself this as it comes out of my mouth.
Yeah. Reflect.
Are you successful? Are you succeeding right now? How do you measure your success?
Robbo, there is no better time of the year than now, heading into the Christmas and New Year break, where everyone's, well, hopefully getting some time off work.
Yeah.
You know, you get some time to reflect. Are you successful? Are you succeeding?
How do you measure your success? Is it comparing to all these other people needing to make more money this year to buy this car, to have more than this person? Like, is that how you measure at the moment? And do you want to change that interpretation? Do you want to succeed by going to bed at night, being happy in how you spent your day? So absolutely, take a long look in the mirror. Doesn't have to be harsh. Don't be hard on yourself.
There's, like I said, every day is an opportunity to give, but every day is an opportunity to reflect, right? Are you the person that's buying things that you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't like?
Yeah.
If so, that's okay.
Yep.
Make a small change.
Just reflect. Start small. This how I want to be? Is this making me happy? Is this making me successful?
Are you the person that's measuring success based on one day or portion of life?
Yeah.
Are you the person that's measuring success based on grades at uni or school? Are you at uni and you're doing all right, but you want to be your friend who's nailing it?
Yeah.
You know, are you a grad at a, you know, finance company and you're measuring success by how much money these blokes are making?
Yes, it really comes down to your own interpretation. And hopefully this episode has given you a different light on the different interpretation of success. Something I 2 years ago, this came to my mind. I wanted to make a TikTok of it.
Yep.
Switch it around of... Am I successful? And look at yourself in years to come.
Yep.
You're old, you've got grandkids, hell, you might be on your deathbed in hospital, whatever it might be. Yep. Look back on your life and ask yourself, not was that successful?
Yep.
Did I succeed in life?
Yeah.
And if you can go, I made lots of businesses and money and think I succeeded in life, okay, if that was making you happy. For me, did I make other people happy? Did I add to the world? Did I do good things?
Were you happy?
Yes, I have succeeded in my life if I can tick those boxes.
Yeah.
Not how much fucking money I made.
Absolutely.
So not always am I successful.
Yeah.
Did I succeed?
Yeah.
And have a look at your... That might be what you might write down.
Yeah.
Write down on your deathbed when you're older, an old man, you're in a wheelchair, whatever it might be, old woman too. Did I succeed in life? And write down the things that you could look back on and be happy is your interpretation of succeeding.
Robbo, to finish, what's one thing here that stood out to you? I'll go first. Just to highlight the point, many people measure success with what they get, not what they give. Go out and make a difference.
I was actually going to say that one.
Yeah?
That's
go out and make a fucking difference.
Every day... Aim to give a little bit more than you take and you will make an impact bigger than you think.
You'll feel better yourself.
You'll go to bed at night and you'll feel better. I think, what came to me mid-episode.
Don't you reckon the world would be such a better place with even 51 giving, 49% getting? If everyone's 51-49,
everyone had an equal balance, but giving a little bit more.
It would be such a happier place. Unfortunately, it's not like that.
No. And so what is success for me? And it's so fucking simple. Be honest with yourself. Am I happy?
Yeah.
Change success to happy.
Yeah.
Well, why? Yeah.
Yeah.
Lying in your deathbed, did you succeed in your life with money in your bank account or being happy in what you did? And
that ATAR in year 12 ain't going to matter much on your deathbed.
Absolutely fucking not.
You know, that relationship that you sought because you saw on social media that you didn't have probably ain't going to matter on your deathbed.
You can't drive that fucking Mercedes when you're in a wheelchair.
No,
absolutely. And that's, I'm not being rude or mean, it's looking back. I put all this time, effort and energy into making money to look good.
Bloody oath.
Did I feel good?
Bloody oath.
Did I make myself happy? Did I make other people Bloody happy? Oath.
All right, on a lighter note when we finish.
We ended pretty fucking heavy.
Merry Christmas to those celebrating
Merry Christmas Merry to everybody. Christmas. And I just wanted to say, as we said at the start of the episode, please, please, please remember to find time for yourself.
Yep, absolutely.
Don't just give. Don't spend the whole time in the kitchen making potato bake to feed other people.
Mum does that.
And I do understand people like giving to feel better. I know that. But you do have to take, and taking might be, no, this afternoon I want to go to the beach and watch the sunset on my own and have a few drinks.
Yep. Enjoy yourself. Relax. Have a good
drink
time.
Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Have one sip of alcohol.
Your interpretation
one water,
of responsible is down to you.
Yep. And it's our first Christmas as bloke to bloke, so hopefully there's many more to come. And thank you to everyone.
Nice. Absolutely.
Hope you enjoy yourselves. And
it's in a freaking wicked end
maybe
of the year.
I would love to know that maybe, you know, you've got bloke to bloke on the Yorks court and you're playing it for Nan or something.
And Christmas carols are on and carols while candlelights are on. Mum's loving it. Say, Mum, no, we're listening to bloke to bloke.
Yeah, I mean, someone should hold carols by candlelight.
Carols by bloke to bloke.
This is, it has been a really important episode.
Because a good one.
We're heading into the new year where you might be thinking about
New Year's resolutions and
what you want
out of the year.
You know, maybe frame it of not what am I going to do in the new year, but how am I going to make a difference in the new year?
And what genuinely really makes me happy.
Yeah.
Well, it's long-term happiness, not a little bit of short-lived happiness that burns out.
Absolutely.
Fucking oath. So, gee whiz, mate.
Yeah, it's...
I'm going to fucking finish every episode like this from now on. I genuinely hope if anyone is going through a rough patch or a tough time or a difficult situation, they can get through what they're going through and see light at the end of the tunnel. And I will not say that because at least someone listening will need to hear that. Yep. And for those of you who don't need to hear that, appreciate that someone might need to hear that. So I genuinely hope from within me that people going through a rough patch can get through that.
And if you're not, but you're just struggling for caffeine, hashtag bloke, 20% off free shipping for Dr. V.
That too, mate. That too.
Robbo, mate.
Brownie, mate.
As always.
As always, you say it.
I'll say it. You say it.
Bloke to bloke.
Bloke.
Thanks for tuning in, you fed income legends.
For more bloke to bloke content, jump on our Instagram page and show us some love.